Shay Neal, KGGF Sports, and we have another exclusive sports conversation here, and this one is one I'm very excited for. We're talking to the Jayhawk Conference Freshman of the Year, guard Janai Summers, as he continues on his Division I visits this offseason. Janai, thanks so much for taking some time. I know you're very busy right now. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Great. That's good to hear. And I know most players, when the season ends, their schedule gets a little lighter. But with you, it's kind of the opposite. You've been traveling all the time, flying all over the country, checking out a bunch of different schools, meeting a bunch of different coaches. So what's this past couple weeks been like for you?
It's been a journey for sure. It's been a little overwhelming, but I'm just enjoying the process. Going to these different states, getting a vibe and feel for these different campuses. So it's definitely been exciting for sure.
Now, well, before we start getting into the schools and the actual basketball teams, has there been a certain city, a certain state you've been to that's been your favorite so far? One that you've maybe never been to before?
Definitely Charlotte. It stuck out to me. Going to the city of Charlotte, 20 minutes away from Rock Hill. So definitely that was something that I liked a lot.
Very cool. And, Janai, most of us, of course, didn't get a chance to be Division I athletes. So take us through, in these last couple of weeks, what a Division I visit is like. What do you end up doing? I know you're currently on your way to Indiana State, but what do you end up doing? And what's a day kind of like that like when you're on a visit?
For starters, it's a lot of eating. They feed you well. They feed me and my family very well. So you will not be disappointed and not starve. You will have a full stomach the whole time you're there. So I like that a lot. It's a pretty full day, long day of meetings, just getting a feel for the campus, getting a feel for, academic advisors, meeting the athletic director. Some of them I've met the dean. So it's a lot of things like that. And then I feel like everybody loves this part, photo shoot time, taking the pictures in the jerseys, seeing the locker room, the facilities, where you're going to be at every day. And then also what I kind of like is, getting to see where I'm going to live at. So the different living quarters that the players stay at, that they get to choose from, like, it's pretty amazing. So that's pretty much like a visit. Like, you get to stay overnight in the hotel, so they take care of you for sure.
Awesome stuff. Janai Summers, good enough to join us here on KGGF. Janai, I know there's a lot of things that are important when you're making a decision like this. Your relationship with the coach, the success of the team, the location, like you've talked about. But for you, what are some of the most important things that you're looking at for your next stop?
Really, I just want to go somewhere I'm happy. I feel like when you're happy, you thrive. So that's been my main thing, like just getting that feel like where I can see myself here and be in high spirits. Like, as an athlete, you're going to have those times where you're down, but I just feel like being at the right place where I know it's going to feel like home, like it's going to be, I'm going to be comfortable there. That's really mainly what I've been looking for. And then other than that, just making sure I'm getting that right feel for the coaching staff, who not only just believes in me, but is encouraging me to be a better version of me every day.
And that's something that I think is so important now in modern college sports, college basketball especially, but that relationship between the player and the coach. And what kind of coach do you think you perform the best under, and what would you want out of a relationship with your basketball coach?
I like to shed a little light on Coach Hurt. His coaching style, I like his coaching style a lot. He's pretty aggressive. He let me hear it some this season, along with Coach Odemeyer as well. So I say similar coach staff like that. But I mean, my whole life I've got Coach R, and it helped me get to where I am today. So I like coaches who are going to hold me accountable, hold the team accountable. And I feel like if you're not getting yelled at by a coach, or a coach isn't talking to you, I should say, then that's not a good sign. I feel like if a coach is always in your ear, it's a really good sign, because they have high expectations for you. So I definitely like to be held accountable.
Completely agree. Janai, you do a lot of things well on the basketball court. You're a great shooter. You have some length, some athleticism. You really improved as a defender as the year went on. But if you had to pick, what do you think is your most valuable skill that you bring to a team?
I like to compete. I say my competitive nature. I like to win. So I definitely say that. And I'm a great teammate in my eyes. I feel like I want to see all my teammates win. So I feel like that's what I bring to the team. regardless of how well I shoot the ball. I love to compete, and I'm a great teammate. Coachable, for sure.
And something, you know, I noticed, of course, in your year in Coffeyville is after the game, whether you guys won by 20 or lost by 20, you'd be bringing out the headphones, bringing out the speaker, and getting jump shots up. So you're a guy that you can tell you don't like to lose. You can tell that, you know, you're all about getting better every single day. And I think no matter where you go, I think they're gonna like that side of Jahni Summers.
Yes, sir. I agree with you.
Jahni, last thing I have for you, appreciate your time again, taking some time to talk to us during your busy schedule. I don't mean to put you on the spot, and hopefully this doesn't feel like it is, but do you have an idea on when you're going to be ready to make a decision about where you're heading off to? Do you have a date in mind that you're thinking about you'd like to have this process completed, or are you just kind of, we'll wait and see, and I'll make a decision when I feel ready?
It's definitely going to be a decision when I feel ready. That's what I think I've done best throughout this whole process, is not, you know, letting myself get pressured or, you know, forced into a decision. I would definitely like to be committed by the time I leave Coffeyville. So our last day of school is May 9th. So, and I think that will actually happen. So that's pretty much my, like, process of things, you know, right now.
Jahni Summers, good enough to join us as he continues his journey on visiting Division I institutions and deciding what's next in his basketball career. Jahni, again, appreciate the time. Best of luck and safe travels on the rest of your visits that you have, and we look forward to talking to you when you make your decision.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you for having me.